That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast where I took out my contacts before this to avoid eye contact with Jason.
Oh, well, it's also the podcast where I took out a hit on your body that'll be coming any day now. I'm connected with the mob. I'm affiliated.
You hired someone to kill me?
I did. Oh! Wrong guy! You fucking idiot!
Okay.
Shit!
This is a podcast for 7-year-olds.
We need to put a gunshot in there.
Someone edited in a gunshot. Here, I'll edit it in later.
Okay, cool.
Okay, I roll intro music. What's up, guys? This is our podcast. Have you ever had a friend that's hired someone for a hit? Have you ever been around someone that's hired an assassin?
No, I watched a lot of Dateline, though.
What's Dateline?
Dateline's a show on NBC where
they catch people who
yeah, they catch people who do that. So women, a lot of like I see a lot of stories where husbands and wives they'll hire they'll hire a guy to kill them, and then it'll be all recorded because she's set up. So like the husband will sniff it out, be like, I think she's trying to kill me.
Why would they want their husband dead? For the money?
Yeah, for the money. I took out a big insurance policy the other day.
What does that mean?
It means I'm working with you, and Marnie and I thought that it'd probably be good to take a life insurance policy out.
I just don't understand that phrase, taking a big life insurance policy out.
It's just like people do that when you get older. You're like,
you go to the bank.
No, you didn't even go to the bank. You have a life insurance person come to your house, and you say, how much do you want? What are you worth? And how much do you want to spend? You know, if you spend, I think it's like $1,000 a year, I think you're worth, it's $1 million per every thousand you spend.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's really dark shit. Like, it's to sit there with my ex-wife and be like,
wait,
for the end.
You go, you give them money, and then when you die, they give you all that money back?
If something happens, like let's say you and I are flying to New York.
Yeah.
And the plane goes down. And you live, of course.
Of course. Why would I die? Okay.
Well, you have an invincible complex. That's great. I was like that too at one point.
Well, I just jump out of the plane the second it's pretty close to the ground. So just be like me jumping off like a five foot drop.
Right. So at the last second, you'll time it.
And I'll just jump up.
Yeah.
Have you seen that myth?
In your red vans.
Have you seen that myth, like when there's an elevator crashing down to the bottom of the floor, if you jump the last second, you can survive?
Is that true?
No, it's not true.
Oh.
But how fucking crazy would that be?
How could you get out?
Well, that's a different problem.
Jump to what? Like, I mean, yeah.
Like jump up, you know what I mean?
Oh, jump up.
Like you jump up the second it's almost about to hit the ground. That was on Myth. It was on Mythbusters, and it was busted. Anyway, you're saying. Let me just explain this. Someone came to your house yesterday from the insurance company.
Yeah.
And you guys talked about what would happen if you randomly die.
Yeah.
And you actually did this?
Actually.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going through the process. I have to get a physical.
So how does this work?
So whatever you choose to spend, I'm not going to tell you how much I'm worth because then, I don't know, then maybe someone will kill me or something.
No one's going to want your $20,000, Jason.
Well, whatever it is. Then you have to sit there and be like, all right, you know, how much money would be enough for Wyatt and Charlie to live on?
I can just see you negotiating with these people. Okay, I think I'm worth $5 million. They're like, sir, sir.
We've seen your videos.
So you are not worth $5 million. We can offer you $10 right now. And next year we can talk about raising a little bit.
That's a funny comedy sketch, David, but it's not how it works. It's whatever you pay is what you get.
Oh, okay.
So for every $1,000 you spend per year is worth $1 million. So let's say you wanted to spend $10,000, you'd be worth $10 million if you died.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
so I could give them $30,000 and I'm worth $30 million?
Yeah.
Jason, that makes no sense.
What are you talking about?
And then who does the money go to?
You have to $30,000 every year for 20 years.
Oh, for 20 years?
Yeah.
But what if I die before that?
I was wondering that too. I'm like, what if you die 5 years in? I guess you still get it. Or maybe you get some of it or a portion of it. I'm not sure. But anyways, this is what it's like to be 45, David.
That's crazy. So
it's
this is
pretty depressing.
So people take out these policies and then their wife knows that they have one.
Yeah.
And then they kill them and they get $30 million or $5 million or whatever.
Marnie texted me. She's like, don't kill me. I was like...
She texted you?
Yeah.
Your ex-wife?
Like, yeah. She was like, you better not try and kill me. And I was like, that's not even funny at all. She's like, I'm just saying. She's like, I'm worth a lot now. And I was like, that's not a funny joke.
How much is she paying?
We're paying a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah, because Marnie's very... that's one of the reasons why we got divorced was... not one of the reasons why we got divorced, but she's a worrywart. She's very like, she thinks the worst. She's Jewish, and so am I. So, but she's very more Jewish, and she's very worried.
She's more Jewish.
Have you ever talked to Josh? Josh Beckel attests to this. Like, so a lot of Jews are very like worried because of the Holocaust. You know, we worry a lot, and so she worries a real lot.
So you guys are both worth a lot of money.
Not yet. I mean, I haven't passed the physical.
Oh fuck! You won't pass that. We can't offer you this policy. Our tests show that you're going to drop dead in the next couple months.
Yeah, you don't know.
Well, that's fucking brutal. I didn't know that. I'm sorry to hear that, dude.
You're so lucky. You're 22 and you're just chilling.
I just found out what a life insurance policy is.
I know.
I have no fucking worries.
Like, I feel bad. I even told you about it. Like, why do you even need that in your brain space?
Well, here's the thing. I went to the bank yesterday. And the guy was like, for tax purposes, you need to put away 50 grand to your retirement fund.
Right.
And he's like, you'll save money. And I can't even fucking wrap my head around it. I'm like, I won't be able to touch this money till I'm supposedly at one point in my life, 59 years old.
Yeah.
I was like, get the fuck out of here. I'm never going to be 59 years old.
Yeah.
There is no way I want to do this.
Why?
And I couldn't do it because I am so naive and dumb and young. And sexy that I just don't think I'm gonna get to 59.
He's at the computer. I don't know. It's not. It won't go in. Well, could it be that he's too sexy?
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't. And that's why I didn't do it, because I'm like, I don't want to save 20 grand on taxes by giving away 50 grand that I won't be able to see till I'm fucking half dead. I don't know. It just sounds weird to me.
Bro, you're not gonna spend it anyway. You have a nice house already.
I agree.
And you're not a frivolous person.
I don't know.
Just do it. Weird. It's so, David, I wish I did it.
Would you kill your wife?
Ex.
Would you?
No.
No.
What kind of question is that? Why would you?
I love how the first thing you corrected me on was, she's my ex, David. Would I kill my ex-wife? And yes, I would. Thank you.
Never. I care deeply about her.
Okay. But if she wasn't the mother of your kids, would you kill her?
No.
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 Have you ever almost killed another person for screwing you over?
I'm trying to think if I've ever been enraged.
Because, I mean, I feel like there's justified...
I would never try to kill anybody.
There's a justified time to kill a person.
I mean, if someone tried to...
That's like if they've tried to fucking literally hurt your kids to the point where, like, if they've stolen your kids and they wanted to kill them, that's a justified time to go and just fucking destroy these people.
I've thought right? about that. I've thought about people that have done stuff to my kids.
But I don't think anybody has done anything so bad to your kids yet.
No one has, but I've certainly been in situations where I thought someone was dangerous, and like I've had my camera with me, and I play out like an entire fantasy in my head.
Where you like take off the lens and you throw it in their eyeball and then use the rest of the camera to beat their skull in?
No, exactly. Like our cannons that we have, our ADDs, they're, you know, I've been in that situation. I'm like, okay, if he comes at me, you just fucking start bashing his head. You just start
That used to be my biggest thing as a kid when I was in high school. That's all I would think about, is I would sit in class and I'd be like, okay, I'm telling you, I think about this every day. School shooter walks in right now.
Oh my God.
What do I do? Every time I would think about this.
Really?
And it's crazy because I've said this before and a lot of kids agree with me. A lot of kids go through the situation.
Yeah.
And like every time in my head, which is, I probably wouldn't do this in real life. I would be like, okay, he walks in, I'm going to kick him in the shins, and then I'm going to grab his gun, and then in front of the entire class, I'm going to put it into his mouth. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I have these, like, crazy,
you play
like,
the whole thing out.
Yeah, which isn't true, because I fucking know if that happened, I'd fucking shit myself the first second. But I would always, like, in church, I would always, every time I would be in church, I would imagine, like, gunmen coming into the church from all angles.
Wow.
And all of a sudden, me adopting these superpowers and me flying, this is fucking real, and me flying through the pews and grabbing all their guns and saving everyone in the church. And wow. This is every time. I don't know if this is some weird like complex I have, but like I would always imagine myself with superpowers.
Oh my God.
Saving the day.
We were talking about this last night. We were talking about when I used to be single and I would go on Tinder and I would see someone's picture, like a girl, and you're like, oh, she looks nice. And then maybe like she says like she likes Family Guy. And you're like, I like Family Guy, you know? And then like she would like text, maybe you text like hi, and she texts back like hi. And then I would like play out this entire life with this woman off of hi and her picture. And then be like, and like I remember specifically like she worked in like film and television. I'm like, oh, well, maybe she knows so-and-so and we could double date. And they're like, oh, she lives in Santa Monica.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, I would love to make, oh, I want to spend more time in Santa. And you play out this entire.
I want to spend more time in Santa Monica.
Yeah. And you play out this entire life with this person. And that was why Tinder sucks so much. And then you sit there and you craft like the perfect thing, you know, and then, you know, you never hear from them, but yeah. You spent the entire night.
That's interesting. I remember like that in high school. Like if I ever liked a girl, I would be like, okay, so like, and I would be very careful with like the first words I would say to her.
Sure.
Because I'd be like, the first words I'm going to say to her are words we're going to remember when we're married. Like that's how I would think. So I'd be like, what do I want my like first line to be? So when we're married and have kids and someone asks us at like a dinner party and they're like, how'd you guys meet? We can go back to this moment and we can tell them exactly how it happened.
What was one of your first lines? Do you remember?
Sup, bitch. Sup, bitch. Congratulations. I'm interested. No, I've never actually had like a really good pickup line. I don't know. I'm pretty like on the spot. I don't have anything planned.
Yeah.
Yes. The other day we were in the car with you and your girlfriend, Trisha.
Yeah.
And you brought up like dieting. You brought up like a diet plan with your ex-wife.
Oh, I know.
And you were like, yeah, my ex-wife went on a diet plan.
But we were starving.
Yeah.
We were actually so hungry.
Yeah. You guys went on this crazy diet plan where you guys like were eating very little. And it was both of you. And Trisha got mad that you were sharing a story about you and your ex-wife.
Yeah.
And then she goes, yeah, well, my ex-boyfriend fucked me so hard and ripped my pussy open. That's what she said. She fucking said, she's like, and then I'm like, Trisha, what? And she's like, yeah, my ex-boyfriend would have like sex with me 5 times a day and it would just make my vagina bleed. It was just insane. I just can't believe, like, I can't believe I had sex like that much. It was so good. And we're just like, what the fuck are you saying? And she's like, well, Jason's sharing a story about his ex-wife, so I'm just sharing a story about my ex. No hard feelings or anything. It's literally, I'm not trying, I'm not, and I'm like, Trisha, you're literally doing that to piss him off. And she's like, no, I'm not. I'm just trying to share a story too. I thought that was fucking insane. That was so funny. What do you say to that?
You saw me. I mean, you pointed it out.
Yeah,
what did you say next?
I told Trisha, I'm like, Trisha, notice how Jason isn't stooping down to that level and trying to piss you off. Because you could have very easily been like, yeah, you could have said anything and be like,
yeah,
yeah, well, I had 2 kids with my ex-wife. I made sure to finish inside her. And we made 2 human beings out of it because that's how much we loved each other.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really funny.
Yeah, you can't put gas on it.
Yeah.
She gets in those little moods where she gets snippy and then... And then, like, later that night, she's like, I'm sorry I said that.
Yeah, no, it can't.
And you know what it was?
It got better in, like, 5 minutes.
She was starving. She gets really nasty when she's hungry. And I do, too.
Yeah, a lot of people in LA get really nasty. This is, like, the most nastiest town I've ever been in when people get hungry.
Yeah.
I just said LA is the nastiest town I've ever met. That's kind of weird. Speaking of kind of weird. Well, that's a bad transition. Fuck. Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist from anywhere at any time. All you need is a computer with internet connection or the Talkspace mobile app. That means you can improve your mental health even if you're having trouble making time for it in the past. And yesterday was like National Mental Health Awareness Day, right?
That's right.
So this is very fitting. Can't imagine fitting anything else into your life? Well, with Talkspace, therapy is as easy as sending your therapist a message. Get something off your chest whenever you need. Talk about everyday challenges at work or at home. Just chat about life. There are no extra commutes, no leaving the office, and no judgments. This almost seems like even if you don't have any problems and you literally just want to talk to someone, I think this is your way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is like if you're just in school, you're bored, and you want someone to text, this is it. Remember that therapy isn't just about venting your innermost thoughts or digging into childhood memories. It's also about practical everyday strategies for stress management and living a happier life. Having a therapist simply provides you a designated person for you to talk to who is trained to listen and help you make positive changes. The Talkspace platform has over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing life challenges we all face. To match with the perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com/views and use the code VIEWS to get $40 off your first month and show your support for this show. That's VIEWS and Talkspace.com/views.
Therapy is the absolute best. Yeah. I love going.
I don't know why this reminded me of this, but like, have you ever had like a friend that like a friend's friend that died?
Yeah.
And like they were really close to them and a friend would continuously like still text them?
No.
Oh, you never have that?
No.
It's really fucking weird. Like it'd be like, so it's not weird. It's like, it's almost comforting. It's like, it's not weird. I take the weird part back, but it's like,
it's wild.
It's like someone will die.
It's like the darkest thing I've ever heard.
And they'll text them every night.
Oh.
And they'll be like, hey, I'm thinking about you. And it'll be just a long list of text messages sent.
It's so sad.
The person never responded.
It's not dark. It's sad.
Yeah. And then it's also like to the point where like they'll leave them voice messages, like just to hear their, like, this has happened. Like I think two of my friends have done this. And then They'll call the person that passed away, and they'll hear their like, hey, it's Jimmy. Leave a message after the beep, boom, and they'll be like, Jimmy, it's really nice to hear your voice. I miss you. I was thinking about you all day today.
God,
and it
cry.
Gets especially sad when the mailbox fills up, I know, and they can't leave a message anymore. I don't know why this took such a fucking dark turn.
That'd be a great movie. That'd be the great like page 10 of a movie.
But for some reason,
the guy picks up.
I think there's an episode of Black Mirror. Do you know Black Mirror? Where we're so far into the future that you can send all your information from your loved one that passed away to this software and it learns how to talk like them. So you can start texting them and they respond just as if they were a loved one after they were gone. And then it gets smarter and smarter to the point where you can call your loved one and it's learned their voice and it's learned their jokes and it's learned their sarcasm and you're still talking to them.
Well, that episode sounds better than mine.
What?
That episode sounds better than mine.
What's your episode?
Well, mine was just the person picks up.
Yeah, that would be pretty horrifying.
That's
probably
why I'm not a rat.
Hey, I'm not dead, or hey, I'm dead. Stop fucking calling me. Hey, I get your fucking calls up in heaven. I'm having a fucking amazing time. Please stop calling my phone. I thought I got rid of you.
Hey, I had a guy come up to me. I had a postmate come to my house the other day. And tell me what you would have said for this. He gives me the food.
Yeah.
He's a skinny kid. And he goes, yo, man. He goes, I got to ask you, man. You got a minute? And I go, yeah. And he goes, what do I got to do to live in a neighborhood like this?
Aww.
In a house like this.
What did you fucking say, you douche?
I said, what do you do? I said, what do you do?
Okay.
And he goes, well, I love to dance. I love to dance. He's like, I'm passionate about dancing and I'm a great dancer. And I was like, okay, that's good. That's good.
It's not going to pay the bills.
I did.
You said that?
I said, well, what's important to you? I said, is money really important to you or is dance more important to you? And he goes, both. And I said, well, do you know a lot of dancers that are really wealthy? And he's like, no. And I was like, well, I was like, you're gonna have to choose.
And he left crying.
He didn't. And I just said, what would you have said?
This is a really intimate conversation with your delivery
I'm blunt
guy.
With people. Remember the kid at USC? He was like, I want to be an actor. And I was like, why aren't you acting? I said, it'll never work.
Yeah.
And then we saw the kid the other night. Did you hear that? Did you catch that story the other night?
Yeah, we went to USC, and this guy recognized us from the videos, and he's like, I want to be an actor. And Jason's like, there's no point. It's never going to fucking work. And Brandon's standing right next to Jason, and Brandon's like, Jason, you can't say that. Listen, buddy, it's going to work. Just go on acting lessons. You know what? I'm going to follow you on Instagram right now, and you can be one of my shorts. And the kid was fucking ecstatic.
Yes, he was. Like he was. I said that. I said, Brandon, if you're going to talk such a big game, put him in one of your shorts.
Yeah, so Brandon's like, okay, I'll follow him. So Brandon followed him on Instagram. And then the next day, literally 7 months later, where Brandon has a live show podcast. This was 2 days ago. Brandon has a live show where he's doing a podcast with his buddy Rye, and Jason's on it as a guest. And that same kid is sitting in the audience, and it's the Q&A portion of the podcast, and the kid raises his hand and goes, hey, don't know if you remember me. I'm from USC. Brandon, I just want to know, why the fuck did you unfollow me? And Brandon goes, oh my fucking goodness. Are you that kid? Are you the kid that wants to be an actor? And the kid's like, yep. And Brandon's like, I don't know. I am so sorry. I'm going to follow you again, because he got guilty. So he followed him again. And Jason goes, are you acting? And he's like, no, not yet. And Jason's like, I told you. So funny. So yeah. Fucked. It's
I don't mean to be like, what's the word, David?
A Debbie Downer?
Yeah, like, I don't mean like to put young
people
like
a
down.
Pessimist.
Well, a pessimist. Yeah, but it's almost like I'm almost challenging you. If you come up to me and say that, I'm challenging you to do something.
You are. I mean, because it's like I feel like every good success story starts with people going, you can't do that.
Right.
You can't do that.
I wish someone was honest with me.
But you don't do it in a negative way. You do it in a really sad way where you make it sound really realistic. You go, hey man, that sounds great, but it's probably just not gonna work.
No, I don't. Normally, no, I don't. I say it like this. I say, are you acting right now? They go, no. I go, it'll never work.
You're right. Okay, you're right.
And you know what, David? I wish someone was honest with me.
And tell you that it would never work?
I wish someone was more honest with me. I wouldn't have wasted so much time in my life.
But all that time got you to here.
I got really lucky to get to here. The only reason I'm here is because I couldn't do anything else. I should have quit a million times. If I had any other skill, if I was a woodworker, if I could cook, if I could do anything, I wouldn't be here. So in a way, that was a gift, but...
I don't know, man. I don't think you got lucky. I think that's how the cookie crumbles. I mean, you definitely wouldn't have gotten here if you didn't have your like failed acting career. That's why you're so funny, is because everything went fucking horribly for you. Everything in your life, Jason.
Okay.
Sorry.
They get it.
No, but yeah. Oh, the other day we were with Vardan, who's what, 12 years old?
12.
And he brought up the podcast, and he's like, I really love your podcast, David. And then he goes, Jason, I love yours too. And we're like, what the fuck? We have the same podcast. We're on the same podcast together. And Jason's like, Vardan, whose podcast do you like more? And Vardan's like, I listen to David's the most, but it's the funniest when you're on it, Jason.
He goes, I like it when Jason talks, and then on Jason's, and I like it when David's on his, but the ones I like the best are when you guys are on together.
So I guess it's right now.
So Vardan, if you're listening, this is probably one of your favorite podcasts of mine, because Jason's on this
That's
one.
That's right.
And if you're listening to Jason's, this is probably your favorite podcast of Jason's, because I'm on his. Or Vardan, if I want to break it to you, we actually share the same podcast. He's a pretty funny kid. He's very young, and I don't know. He's very fucking interesting.
Are you just baffled by that family? Like,
yeah, that entire family. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people, and everyone comes up to me and they say, you're sitting on $1 million. You're sitting on like a multi-million dollar deal with that family. Like they're literally
anyone that knows what they're talking about say that to you?
Yes, bro. I had someone call me that works at Instagram yesterday, and they're like, you're sitting on a gold brick.
Right.
Like you're sitting on something huge. Like this family, the entire family. I don't know if you watch my videos. the people listening, but there's this family that's just so fucking crazy. And I don't know. It's hard to explain. You should watch the videos and you know what I'm talking about. I got into Elon Musk's simulation theory the other day. Have you seen that?
Whoa, David. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds great coming off the tongue. Sounds so smart.
Yeah. One of my friends introduced me to it.
Are you smoking a cigar?
Yeah. Yeah,
are you smoking a clove?
Am I in a tuxedo? Yes, I'm in a tuxedo now. I'm not. If people know this theory, I may not do it any justice, and I may say completely wrong.
Yeah,
but this is my first understanding of it, so please don't fucking scream at me if I got it wrong.
Okay.
So basically, this is what it is. I'm going to read you one of the quotes. Pay attention. Basically, Elon Musk thinks there's a 1 in a billionth chance that we're living in base reality. So that means there's 1 in a billionth chance that we're living in the actual real world. So that this is the real, like what you think to be the real world, there's a 1 in a billionth chance. And Neil deGrasse Tyson would also agree with this, and he'd say it's more of a 50-50 chance that we're living in a real reality as opposed to simulation.
Okay.
Okay. So now I'm going to tell you what he says. The strongest argument for us being in a simulation is the following. 40 years ago, we had Pong, which was 2 rectangles and a dot. This is what games were. Now, 40 years later, we have photorealistic 3D simulations with millions of people playing simultaneously. And it's getting better every year. It's getting more and more advanced every year. And soon, we'll have virtual reality, augmented reality. If you assume any rate of improvement at all, the games will become indistinguishable from reality. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So basically, if you, that's the quote from him. So if you assume any rate of improvement, so if you go into the future 50 to 1,000 years,
yeah,
the games or whatever are the computing systems are going to be so high level that they're going to be able to simulate the real world, and we're not going to be able to differentiate from what's real and what's a computer game. So he's saying that humans have already arrived to this point in time.
Right.
That we have already gotten to the point where everything is a simulation. And we are now just playing that simulation.
But how do you explain history? Because in other words...
That's silly. You don't need to explain. That's part of the game.
Okay, maybe.
That's part of the program. So basically...
I get it. I get what you're saying.
In a dumber
it's
way.
It's tough to buy.
In a dumber way, he's saying that the humans have already... It's already the future, and we have figured out a way where we can sit maybe in like a chamber, or maybe we're not even bodies anymore. Maybe we're just like these organisms, and we are...
Are you smoking weed? Is that a joint in your hand?
and he's saying... We're now in this like world that we constructed ourselves.
What do you think?
I mean, like I said, I've said this before. I believe any and every theory to life because there is no explanation for this, and there won't ever be unless there is some grand reveal when you die. But there's no explanation for life. So that is just as reasonable to me as someone saying God created Earth.
Can you imagine your grand? What would your grand reveal look like? You imagine a grand reveal when you die.
But think about it.
But it'd be funny. It'd be interesting.
Yeah, like, this is how everything was created. But like, I feel like we talk about this shit a lot. I don't know why. But like, think about how fucking like bizarre this is. Like how we're in this perfect time right now. Like there's just amount of history behind us.
Yeah.
And his theory is. Humans, civilization, like writing, as far as we know, humans started about 7 to 10,000 years ago.
Right.
Which is nothing. Nothing.
Agreed.
It's nothing compared to dinosaurs who have been around for hundreds of millions of years.
Yeah.
Or like the Earth that's been around for hundreds of millions of years.
Yeah.
It's 8,000 years in 200 million years is absolutely nothing. So just the amount that humans have progressed.
Yeah.
Like, imagine where we already may be. This sounds a little confusing.
I love when you argue things that I know you don't really believe.
But I do believe it.
But tell me exactly, what's your point?
My point is that it's just interesting that I've always thought that, like, it's too perfect, the situation we're living in. Like, it's not perfect, but it's also not, like, hell on earth. Like, it's also, people are running around and you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I
mean, things are pretty good for us.
Yes, but that's
the, you
but
know,
that, but that's what I'm saying.
Right. There's hell on earth. There's a lot of hell on earth.
I know, and I don't see it.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
I get it.
Like, I'm not in it.
And no,
like,
I know.
And I can only base things off my reality. So I understand that on paper, there are there's hell in other countries.
We should,
right?
Like, go to Africa and stuff and, like, see
that,
shit.
And I'm not like saying that doesn't exist.
And we will.
I'm not saying that doesn't exist. I'm just saying that, like, it's pretty interesting, like, where I was born, like, the privilege I was born into.
Right.
It's like we have this past and we have this, like, prediction of the future, and now we're stuck. I don't know. It's just such a big coincidence to me. Like, it's such a big coincidence.
I think, and
I feel like we're at this, where, like, I was born into the exact moment where there are a lot of changes happening. Like, there's a lot of changes in, like, social stuff, like social infrastructure, and then, like, technology is, like, changing.
You were born at the exact, I think you're very talented, and you were also born at, like, the right time. Too.
Like, I was born at this, like,
you were.
The cusp of, like, everything fucking changing.
You were.
Like, the last 10
years. You were the perfect
years.
Age, too.
I don't know. It's just.
And I think things have worked out, and I think, and it's all well-deserved, and I think part of you probably has a hard time, like, swallowing.
Yeah, why is
this
happening?
What you've been given.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's why.
Almost, not guilt. Is it guilt?
It's not guilt. It's just like, there's a, I've had a lot of
good. It's a lot for you.
I've had a lot of good things happen to me, right?
You have.
And like, it is hard to believe. It's like, how is this happening? Like, how is this my reality? Right? Like, that's,
yeah.
it's insane because it's just like, I'm really fucking lucky.
You probably can't process it at all to be 22 and to have your own house.
But at the same time.
And also to be writing something like this, like
but
YouTube.
But also at the same time,
podcasts.
In the back of my head, I'm like, if this is like some fake fucking bullshit world that's made up just for me, like I'm about to fucking have it really hard. Like I'm about to experience, like, if this is a world I'm living in that's, like, not real and it is like a simulation, I'm about to go through fucking hell. Like, I'm about to get the worst disease. Someone's going to die in a car wreck that's really close to me. I'm about to fucking... That's how I imagine life. I imagine it being really, really amazing. And then just like as if programmers were watching me in some computer room. And they're like, okay, let's see now what happens when we take it all away. Like, I just imagine it like being like the Truman Show. Okay, so now his career is going to crash.
Right.
And all his friends around him are going to vanish. And... He's gonna have to.
I've had that happen to me.
And he's gonna have to. Yeah, you have it happen every year.
Yeah.
The programmers that are fucking with your simulation.
Yeah, what the fuck, guys?
Are assholes. Whoever is running Jason's simulation, give him a fucking break.
Yeah, seriously. Go easy on me.
It almost doesn't feel like reality because it doesn't feel fair to anybody else.
Well, you should talk to somebody about it.
I mean, I don't have. I'm just doing it for the podcast.
I'm talking to you right now.
I got 40 minutes to kill, bro. I don't have problems. No,
Josh said that about you yesterday. We were talking about you.
What did he say?
I was saying I'm worried about you, and
here's a simulation cracking down on me.
Oh yeah, I'm the simulation. David, I forgot my camera. Can we go back to my house?
Okay, go.
I was saying that I'm worried about you right now. And he said something really interesting. He goes, yeah, you know, but you and I, we absorb everything. We'll be depressed for 2 days. He's like, I think David, he gets bummed out for like 5 minutes. And then he's on to his Tesla and his nice house.
Sure, but how long can I keep that up?
Well, that's why I'm worried about you.
I'm like in the honeymoon stage of my life right now. Like, that's what it is. I'm like, oh, cool. I just bought a house. I just bought a Tesla.
Right.
But what happens when all those materialistic things fade and I'm left with nothing but a cold, cold, empty heart?
You mean like when the car doesn't make you happy anymore?
No, just
like
when
a new
I
car
run
doesn't
out of charge. No, I'm just kidding.
When you're what?
When I run out of charge, when the battery's out. No, but yeah, like what happens when I stop being a kid, I grow up and I go, hey, this isn't cutting it for me. A nice house isn't cutting it for me anymore. Or a nice car isn't cutting it for me anymore.
Yeah.
I still think I have really good relationships with tons of people. So like,
yeah.
Like where is it? Where's my like falling? Like, where's my, Where do I lose my mind? Like, that's what I'm fucking scared of. And I know it's coming. Probably, and I know it's coming.
Probably, you know, early next year.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
I know, dude, I say this all the time. There is going to be a time where people are going to be like, wow, he's gone off the fucking rails. I remember when he surprised seven of his friends with cars. He was really in his prime. And he is just, I don't, is he in Bali now? Where is he? He left, right? He's not in the Americas anymore. No, he's gone.
Yeah,
that's what's gonna happen.
That will suck if you dip.
That will suck.
Yesterday,
I was telling Natalie, my assistant, I'm like, I can go to Italy right now.
Yeah,
I'm allowed to leave the country. I just can't come back in. I'm like, I can go to Italy, buy a boat, and live there for the next 60 years of my life on that boat.
You have enough?
And just cut fruit.
No, you don't.
Yeah, like a small boat, like not a yacht. I'm saying like a small boat, like a fisherman, and just cut fruit all day and just eat fruit. And just be really tan with a hairy chest.
Yeah.
Like, that could be me for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think it may be in a couple of years.
I think that about you.
Because I'm a very polar person. So if I want to be like, I either want to be super successful or I just want to be super on the opposite of it. Mm-hmm. Like, I need like these polar, like my teacher in school told me once, he goes, you're either going to end up in jail or you're going to be a very successful guy. And I'm like, that's actually a really good way to describe me. Maybe jail's not the right place because I'm terrified
of it.
It's
a great Instagram bio.
But I don't know. I don't know if actually my teacher told me this or if I've adopted this from someone telling me this. I don't know if my teacher told me this or if I heard this in like a...
It doesn't matter.
It
fits you perfectly.
Yeah. And I don't know. There's... Basically, what I'm trying to say is
I'm okay. Don't worry about me. I'm fine. I'm going to make another vlog today.
Some fucking therapist is going to listen to this and I'm going to get an email and they're going to be like, you need to come talk to me.
Oh, I'm going to send it to mine.
I've heard this from plenty of my clients and they're all in a ditch right now.
Who do you listen to most in your life?
Who do I listen to?
Yeah. Who gives you, when someone talks to you? And
Charles Manson.
he's dead.
Oh, okay.
He just died.
He still talks to me.
Hey, what's up, Dave? Great vlog, man.
No.
He's here right now.
I'm not fucking crazy. God, I hate when I go off on these. No,
I think it's great. I like this topic. The simulation thing's very interesting.
I just think that this whole world is fucking bananas. And it's just like crazy how we were, I don't know. My other argument is in my past life, I was a very like malnourished child in like a war zone. And this, I got re-upped to like a better life.
Yeah.
And then my next life is going to be another shitty life. Like I'm going to be.
Is that simulation or is that like
that's just
God?
Like, that's just
reincarnation.
Like reincarnation shit. Yeah. Like I always think I'm like, okay, cool. So now I have a pretty cool life. My next life, there's no fucking way it's going to be great. Like it's going to be shit. Like it's going to be, I'm going to be born into a different time period and I'm not going to have it my way. That's how I think.
You really think about this stuff a lot.
No, I don't. I don't think about it a lot. But like when I'm, you know, urged to talk about it, then I'll talk about it.
Huh.
I don't know. So that's why I'm making the best of it now. And I'm very, very grateful for this version of this life. And I'm hoping for the best in my next one.
Yeah. Hey, I want to thank you for, you know, not scaring me too badly this morning at 1 a.m. when you were standing over my bed.
Hold on. Don't say that yet. Let's bring that up in a second. But before, let's cut to a commercial break. This commercial is brought to you by Framebridge. Just go to framebridge.com and upload your photos or they'll send your package to safely in the mail in physical pieces. Basically, Framebridge is amazing. They make it super easy and affordable to frame your favorite things from arts, prints, and posters to travel photos sitting on your phone. They literally frame anything, guys. It's so easy. You preview your item online in any frame style, choose your favorite, or get free recommendations from their talented designers, and the expert team at Framebridge will custom frame your item and deliver your finished piece directly to your door, ready to hang. Instead of the hundreds you'd pay at a framing store, their prices start at $39, and all shipping is free. Plus, our listeners get $15 off their first order at framebridge.com when they use my code VIEWS. That's VIEWS. Get started today, frame your photos, or send the perfect gift for weddings, birthdays, and events. Go to framebridge.com and use promo code VIEWS, and you'll save an additional 15% off your first order. Guys, literally, frame anything. Framing is the best gift to give someone. If you want to give a gift to someone, frame a picture. It's amazing. It's priceless.
We're doing Wyatt's room over in my house with 21 Pilots posters.
And all thanks to Framebridge, baby.
Yep.
Use promo code VIEWS. That's framebridge.com. promo code VIEWS. First of all, before we get off the simulation topic, I really want to see people tweet me about it. Like tweet, and keep in mind, guys, when I talk about this stuff, I don't know anything about anything. So I'm just rambling out of my ass. So don't tweet me and say I'm an idiot because I already know. Tweet me your opinions on life because sure. I want to know. I love all these theories. Like if you think that we all come from plants, I want to hear it because I find that so interesting. Because literally, and there's any possibility to how like Earth came about. You know what I mean? Like you cannot tell me 100% certain there is a God and he created everything. That's just not true. You can't do that. And you 100% can't tell me that science created all of it and we evolved from apes. I don't believe any of it because I've not seen it. And
I'll tell you what is true.
What's true?
After you woke me last night, I had a Haagen-Dazs bar and an M&M ice cream, M&M cookie ice cream sandwich.
Yeah, so right now it's 10:40 in the morning and we were supposed to do a podcast last night. After the vlog, I drove over to Jason's.
I want
to
thank you for your kindness, David.
It was 1 a.m.
I want to thank you for your kindness.
Yeah. Listen, it was 1 a.m.
I appreciate it. Guys, listen.
I broke into
David
Jason's.
Is a great guy, and he's very kind.
Well, we
he showed
up.
Me kindness last night.
Yeah. So I broke into Jason's house at 1 a.m. because the door was locked. And
I don't know how you got in the fucking house.
Yeah, I don't know either. And I got and I got to his room, and I started knocking on his door and in his bedroom. And he wasn't answering, so I went inside. I think he was naked. Were you naked?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, Jason was naked. And
that's not a great visual.
Yeah, so imagine Jason's naked, so I didn't want to like go any close to him. So I started shaking his foot like a lot. And I was like, Jason, Jason, Jason. And he was snoring, and I thought he was pulling a prank on me. And so I was like, Jason, Jason, it's David. We got to do the podcast. And this was after like a... fucking grabbed his foot and I was going up and down with it. I was basically jerking off.
I don't remember that.
But you were really, I was standing over you for a solid 45 seconds.
Really?
Just shaking your leg. And like,
oh, that's not good.
Yeah, literally, I even said, I'm like, Jason, I could stab you in the heart right now. I can kill both you and Trisha right now if I wanted to. And nothing. I thought you would laugh because I thought you were fucking with me, but you weren't. So yeah, and then
I had Chinese food. I went out.
And then I got a little closer to you and I stood over you and I was like, Jason.
But I didn't.
And you freaked out the first second. You were like, "What? What are you doing here?" Because you thought I was gonna like shoot you with a paintball gun or something, right?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You were scared. And then I'm like, "Oh God, he's so fucking out of it. Let's just do this in the morning." And then I left.
Yeah, that was awesome. I was so glad. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and then we have to do it in the morning when mornings aren't my thing. As you can see, I just spent 25 minutes talking about how my world's going to come crashing to an end because it's too great right now. But please definitely send me your opinions and stuff on how Earth works and the creation of us.
And we're working on maybe some more live shows.
And let me know if we should avoid these topics or if you guys find these interesting.
I liked it.
Yeah, I find it interesting. Okay. Well, we'll see you guys later. This has been a Views podcast. My name's Jeff.
Bye, see you guys. Later.
Bye.